Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The last time we interviewed our next guest company, they were a small advertising and marketing firm in the upstate. Now they have an office in Los Angeles and new ownership. Brandy Amadon is co-president of Brains on Fire in Greenville, South Carolina, where she joins us from now. Brandy, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk to you today.
So tell us a little bit more about the company, the history, how you ended up as the owner.
Sure. So Brains on Fire, what a name. So it automatically engages people. What in the world do you guys do? So we are a creative agency. We specialize in branding, community building, identity work. A lot of that comes through in storytelling and design. We've been around for over 20 years, headquartered here in Greenville, South Carolina, and about 4 years ago, we started a Los Angeles office that we're very proud of. And Benjamin Hart is our creative lead in Los Angeles. And so when we brought him on board, we knew this evolution of Brains on Fire was taking place. And then Robin Phillips, who's one of our founders and chief love officers, when she was ready to semi-retire, she was like, hey, I'm ready to pass the torch to people who love this organization. And Ben and I were willing and ready to step up and very, very excited about leading this company with such a rich heritage.
And so why Los Angeles as an expansion point?
We met Ben years ago, and in the creative world, it is very unique to find people who have the spark, this constant urge and energy, and you just want to find out things. You're curious, and you have that natural tendency. And so we met Ben, and we knew he had something. And his wife is actually from Los Angeles. So when they went back home, we followed Ben. But really, it's perfect for us. It gives us a whole new talent pool. It opens up to great people who are drawn to California, startups. It just gives us a whole nother layer to our business to engage.
Can you give us an idea of what life is like behind the scenes at a creative agency? And I think, you know, when people think of advertising firms, a lot of times Mad Men comes to mind.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. I think people assume that it's chaos all the time and that we have no structure. And actually, the truth is, in the creative process, it does have a lot of structure to it. We're just creatives within the structure. So we do fun, probably funner than other agencies and businesses. But for the most part, we enjoy being around each other, you know, poking fun of each other. And Ben and I are very passionate about making sure that we are intentional about creating a environment where you're constantly curious and you want to know what people know and making sure people are engaging with each other. So we're normal people. We just happen to be creative in this space together, but we definitely have fun with each other.
With so many outlets these days for a company to get their message out, what type of challenges does that bring to your industry?
In our industry, you're always looking for what's next. And so a lot of trends pop up, you know, whether it's social media or the biggest, greatest campaign that pops up. You know, in the market, things change all the time. So it could be, we were just joking, one of our clients, Snapchat was a thing a couple years ago. We were joking, what is Snapchat? So it's not necessarily the tools, because they're always changing. But if you stick with the people, that's something that remains constant.
And now when I introduced you, Brandy, as co-president, and you mentioned Ben, what is involved in co-presidency, running a company, two people at the top?
Yeah, I think it's very unique at Brains on Fire that we have two co-presidents that are running things together. So Ben and I complement each other very well. I am the CFO, so I kind of lean a little bit more on the financial piece of the company and work on the business. And then Ben is a creative lead, and so he is able to do what we do for our clients in the world. And so making decisions together is just an amazing relationship. So again, it's like getting married to someone. You kind of have to go through those processes. And what are our values? Are we aligned? We were very clear at the beginning, Brandy doesn't run Greenville and Ben doesn't run Los Angeles. No, we are co-presiding together. So we make decisions together. We can lean on each other. And so I think it gives us a very solid footing. I've worked at Brains on Fire for about 14 years, and Ben's been around since Los Angeles office. And so people are used to us, but I think it's new having us in that leadership role together.
Well, Brandy, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
This was great. I appreciate it. Anytime.
Brandy Amidon is co-president of Brains on Fire. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.